If a judge decides someone is not able to make their own decisions, the person can be placed under a court-appointed guardianship, also known as a conservatorship. Some states allow less restrictive alternatives, but as Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports, many aren't aware of these options.
When Nick Klaus was 18, he got into a car accident. The brain injuries caused severe memory loss, headaches, and insomnia. His mom and stepdad went to a judge and requested to be his legal guardian. They said it would be temporary. Now, a decade later, Klaus still feels the effects of the injury, but overall, he's doing well. He's married, he has a daughter, he works as a forklift operator in northern Indiana. But up until a few months ago, every single purchase and decision he made had to be approved by his mom and stepdad. He recently testified at a U.S. Senate hearing on predatory guardianships.
In December 2016, I became a father, but in many ways, my parents still treated me like a child. I had no control over my paychecks I earned and had to get permission from my stepfather to buy diapers and formula for my daughter.
Klaus says he even had to get his parents' permission to marry his wife. Klaus wanted out of the guardianship, but to do so, he would have needed to hire a lawyer. This would require his parents' permission as well. And he tells me they weren't interested.
They had 100% control over my life, and I just didn't have any say in what I did or anything.
We reached out to the lawyer representing Klaus's parents and did not hear back. Guardianships are most often used for the elderly, people with disabilities, or serious mental illness. The data is sparse, but AARP estimates about 1.3 million adults in the U.S. are in legal guardianships. In 2019, Indiana joined a handful of other states, including Delaware, Texas, and Wisconsin, to pass a law requiring judges to consider less restrictive alternatives to guardianships. One example is known as supported decision-making. Robert Dinnerstein heads the Disability Rights Law Clinic at American University in D.C.
Many of us would run important decisions by other people in our lives who are important to us, family, friends, and we don't think anything of that. If you're that person, you get to decide who to talk to. You get to decide whether to listen to the advice, and nobody is sort of stepping in your shoes.
In other words, people in these arrangements have the final say, unlike in a guardianship. Dinnerstein says the problem is often no one's checking to make sure judges are offering these alternatives. This leaves people with disabilities vulnerable to exploitation. It matters because once a person is in a guardianship, it is really hard to get out. Dinnerstein says the case involving Britney Spears highlights this really well.
It's like Hotel California. Once a guardian is appointed, even if circumstances change where you no longer think you need it, it's really hard to get courts to restore your capacity.
Justin Schrock is an attorney with Indiana Disability Rights. He represented Nick Klaus to finally terminate his guardianship. He says the new state law is intended to protect people. But on the ground, not much has changed.
I see guardianship petitions that are still filed today that don't even mention whether less restrictive alternatives have been assessed in any way. That has been a minimum requirement since July 1st of 2019.
Shortly after Klaus's guardianship was terminated, he took his wife and daughter out for dinner.
And I didn't have to worry about my card getting declined, or I bought my daughter a big piece of chocolate cake that made me feel good, that I could just kind of splurge a little bit.
Advocates for people with disabilities say there are circumstances that warrant a guardianship. But there needs to be oversight and a high bar for placing a person into such a restrictive legal arrangement. I'm Carter Barrett, Side Effects Public Media.